Macmillan Audio presents To Try Men's Souls, a novel of George Washington and the fight for American freedom by Newt Gingrich and William R. Fortune. Read for you by William DeFries and Callista Gingrich.
Chapter 1. Christmas Night, McConkie's Ferry, Pennsylvania, 9 miles north of Trenton, New Jersey, December 25, 1776. Cold. It is so cold, so damnably cold, he thought, pulling his hat lower in an attempt to shield his face from the wind and the driving rain. His woolen cape was soaked through, water coursing down his neck, his uniform already clammy. Though his knee-high boots were of the finest calfskin, they were soaked as well, and his pants sopping wet halfway up the thigh, as a result of his having slipped several times walking along the banks of the flood-swollen Delaware River. Another gust of wind out of the east kicked up spray that stung his face, and he turned his back as it swept by, roaring through the treetops and up the ridge on the Pennsylvania side of the river.
This damn storm will play hell with moving the artillery across.
General George Washington, commander of what had once been so valiantly called the Continental Army of the United States of America, turned toward the speaker.